very happy to be joined by Abel Sanchez, the trainer for Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Good to see you, sir. How are you?
Nice to see you. I'm great. Thank you.
How did training camp go for you guys?
Absolutely great. We had 10 weeks in training camp. Great sparring. Everything went well. Very focused. Very driven. Very mad.
Yeah.
So everything was good.
What's the difference for this camp compared to the last camp? And it just seems like your fighter is a lot more vocal about his displeasure and his dislike of his opponent. It feels like there's a different vibe to this fight than the first time.
Well, I think that the dislike is because of the manner that he's conducted himself after the positive test. He's tried to deny everything. This is a sport that Gennady feels very passionate about. Mm. And it is a sport. It's not somebody trying to hurt somebody else. The insults that I think we felt because of that stupidity, let's just say, of testing positive.
Yeah.
I mean, an athlete at that level has to be smarter than that if it's unintentional.
Right. But was it?
Well, who knows? He says it is.
Yes.
But if it's unintentional, he has to be smarter than that. He has to take into consideration it's not only us as a team, Golovkin. It's his team. It's Golden Boy. It's Tom Loeffler. It's mm-hmm. you guys that are preparing, you know, people that are spending money.
Right.
So that's why we're insulted. I think that's why that animosity, the way that it's been handled. And to me, the reason that I've been very vocal about it is because it's being trying to be swept under the rug.
Yeah.
I can't be swept under the rug. There is a problem in this sport, and there's a problem in a lot of sports with drugs. And I have 10 other fighters in my gym that I want to protect. I want them to go into the ring in a level playing field. And if I shut up, I'm lucky that I have the platform to speak up.
Mm.
So I'm going to speak up because we need to clean it up. It's a sport where it's very dangerous to be to have advantages like that.
Was it strategic or was it really a passionate statement when the first test came out? And really, I felt like your fighter was very vocal and put a lot of pressure on Nevada to say, hey, look it, you have to look into this, you have to investigate this, and ultimately the fight in May was postponed because of it. In hindsight, was that the right move to draw this big of a spotlight, put this big of a spotlight on the topic?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When somebody gets seriously hurt in the ring, I've been in the middle of three tragedies. Mm. Not my fighters, but my opponents. Mm. Two have died, and one is in very bad condition in New York.
Mm.
I don't want to see that again.
Mm.
And when you try to sweep it under the rug, and then there's a problem, then you say, why didn't we do something? We look, in retrospect, we look back and we say, why didn't we do it? Let's do it. Let's do something about it today.
Yeah.
So we were prepared to fight Billy Joe Saunders at the Forum on August 21st. Everybody was in place. The Forum was in place.
Mm-hmm.
So if Canelo didn't come and test positive and do all the things necessary to have this fight, we were ready to go somewhere else.
Okay.
For Gennady, it's the principle of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the money's important. People say, sure, it's not about the money. But it's the principle, really,
yeah.
Because he's stepping into the ring against somebody that's fighting unfair.
Absolutely. I had a story told to me on the air 2 days ago by Kevin Ioli of Yahoo Sports, who said that you two were walking out together and a Hispanic man yelled something in Spanish.
Yes.
that was not exactly complimentary to Canelo.
No.
And it caught Kevin's attention because there's you would think an Hispanic fight fan yeah. could be pulling for Canelo, but he's pulling for your fighter.
Yes.
Do you feel like the arena might be not as 95-99% Canelo as it was the first time around?
I feel that it's important that the fans have their favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And if Canelo needs to redeem himself, then let that be the reason why he redeems himself, because he's losing the fan base. But I hope that there's support for both guys. I hope that there's no booing. Mm. I hope that it's a fight where it's sport.
Mm-hmm.
Canelo's not tested positive for 12 times now that he's been tested. So he's trying to redeem himself. So I hope the fans allow him to do that. Now, what kind of fight he presents to us on that night will also depend on how much he redeems himself. Because as a fight fan, as this man that you're talking about
yep.
yelled that at me, they expect something from their warriors. And when a warrior is fought 40-some times in a certain manner, if I buy a fight, I expect to see that again.
Right.
They saw that from Golovkin. They didn't see that from Canelo in the first fight. So that's mm-hmm. why the fans are kind of migrating to Golovkin, because he's giving them that exciting fight that they pay for. We don't have a lot of money as fight fans,
mm-hmm.
So we want to be able to get what we pay for.
Absolutely. Last night with the Nevada Athletic Commission, you guys went and asked for the rule to be enforced about how much tape can be worn underneath the glove. Is that gamesmanship? Or is that a real fear that you guys wanted to limit the amount of tape that could be used underneath the glove for Canelo?
It's not fear, and what it is that Nevada has had a history of treating their superstars differently than they treat their four-round fighters. Mm-hmm. It can't be that way. Not to me, anyway. I have, like I said, 10 other fighters in my gym that I want to be treated equally. What it was is 3 weeks ago, we sent a letter to Mr. Bennett, or 2 weeks ago, we sent a letter to Mr. Bennett asking what they were going to do about the fact that he used more tape than what the rules say. I can't keep fighting the stacking part because in Nevada they allow it. It's okay. Illegal in most areas. I shouldn't say illegal. It's the industry understands that we don't do that. Okay. Tim Bradley said it on the air on Fox, on a Fox network, when mm-hmm. Beltran was getting taped just 2 weeks ago. So what I wanted to clear up is that the rule says, it's not vague, the rule says that there are a lot 12 feet of 2-inch tape or 24 feet of 1-inch tape. If you look at the video where I protested in the, from the first fight, mm-hmm. he put a whole roll of tape almost on the first layer, which mm-hmm. is 30 feet, mm-hmm. and then put the bandage again, and then put another roll. So that to me is 50, 60 feet. Okay.
Yeah.
So I can't fight one battle, but I can certainly say, let's follow the rules.
Right.
So in a rules meeting a couple days ago with Mr. Bennett and about 20 other people, I brought that up to Mr. Bennett, and Mr. Bennett said that he doesn't want to talk about that no more. They're going to do exactly what they did the last time. Okay, so what I said to him was, I'm going to protest. Mm-hmm. I'm going to protest. And he says, you can do what you want, but I feel that the rule is flawed, is what he said in the meeting. But it's still, we're going to let him do it the way he did it the first time. I said, that's unacceptable to me.
Right. Change the rule, right?
Yeah, so you're making your own rules, is
right.
what I said. So we left the meeting. We continued with the letters to not only to Mr. Bennett, but to the higher-ups. Mm-hmm. And they concluded that they have to follow the rule. But in the state of California, the state of New York, and throughout the world, what is customary is a roll of tape. It's difficult to, a roll of tape is 30 feet, mm-hmm. but it's difficult to take 6 feet out of it or roll 6 feet out of it.
Yeah.
So I and the Golovkin team compromised and said, we'll do what's done customary in this business, and that's a roll of tape per hand. So to me, that's fine. And I think that that takes away from the stacking part of it, because now you have to have a choice. What do? You put the roll tape on the first part or on the second part?
Yeah.
So it's just the rules.
They're giving me the rap signal, but I want to ask one quick question about the end of this fight and how you want it to go, because there's been a lot of talk about Nevada and the connection with Golden Boy, and does Nevada favor their favorable promoters? Do you guys want to make sure this does not go to the scorecards and we don't have a repeat of what happened with Adelaide Byrd in the first fight?
Well, absolutely, but I think that we have three very respected judges. I think that Steve Weisfeld is probably one of the more respected mm-hmm. judges in the world, if
yes.
not the United States. Feldman is an exceptional judge, and Moretti has been very good with all his cards. So I think that we have the judges in place so that if Gennady wins, Gennady wins.
Mm.
If Gennady loses, then he loses. But what I hope that is that we give the fans the kind of fight that they expected the first time, and they expect this time. Canelo's talking about knocking Golovkin out. If he tries to do that, then he's going to be at range, and they're going to hit each other.
Mm.
If he's good enough to beat him, then he's good enough to beat him.
Mm. Is your guy the better guy?
My guy's the better guy. If that happens, we get a knockout Saturday night.
Abel Sanchez, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it. Best of luck Saturday night.
Thank you.
That's Abel Sanchez, trainer for Glenn Golovkin, Triple G here on Pushing the Odds. Lots more to come as we continue live in Vegas, SB Nation Radio.